Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The International Grains Council today raised its estimate for world wheat production in 2008-2009 to 683 million tons, up 7 million from its forecast issued last month. The IGC put the 2007-08 wheat crop at 610 million tons. World corn production in 2008-09 was projected at 773 million tons, up 2 million from a previous forecast of 771, and compares with the prior season's 787 million. The U.S. maize forecast remains at 305 million tons, 8% below the 2007 record. U.S. crude futures fell more than $2 this morning after weak third-quarter economic data helped pressure oil from an early high that tested resistance above $70 a barrel. Meanwhile, ExxonMobil Company, the world's largest publicly traded oil company, reported income today that shattered its own record for the biggest profit from operations by a U.S. corporation. Exxon says it earned $14.83 billion in the third quarter. Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 9,071. It's up 80 points. The NASDAQ at 1676 is up 19 and a half. The S&P 500 at 942 is up 12.30 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5.97, down one on the open. March 6:14, down two at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 5.57, down four and a quarter on the open. March 5.73, down eight and a quarter. May 5.82, down 13. July 6.03 and a half, down four and three quarters on the open. December corn opened at 4.16 and a half, down four and a quarter on the open. March 4.32 and a half, down five and three quarters. May 4.45, down 5. July 4.56, down 4 and 3 quarters. December 4.75, down 5 and a quarter. Take it out to March of 2010, 4.87 and a quarter, down 6 and a half on the open. November beans open at 9.35, down 2 and a quarter on the open. January 9.42, down 5. March 9.54, down 5 and a quarter. May 5.61, down 8 and a half. July 9.66, down 11 and a half. November of 2009, 9.60, down 10 and a half on the open. December soybean meal open at 281.50, down 150 on the open. January 282.50, down 280. December soybean oil opened at 34.05, down 28 on the open. January 34.30, down 57. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 92.10, up 45 on the open. October feeders, 96.05, up 25. December lean hogs, 56.60, down 117 and a half on the open. And pork bellies for the month of February, 87.35, down 2.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have new week highs compared to last week. Do you like ideas that, let's look at the January soybean contract and the December corn contract, for example, that we're going to challenge those gaps that are in the chart? And for the January soybeans, it would be at 10.05, and for December corn at 4.48.
there's a shot at it based upon, you know, the price action that we've done here over the past couple of days. I think a lot of it will depend upon how we close out the week, but it does, at least the market, when you look at the price action over the past couple of weeks, we've stopped going down. So the downward momentum that we saw there during late September and early October has kind of been halted, and now the markets want to kind of turn sideways in here. So it is looking like we're trying to carve out some kind of fall low here, harvest low, October low, wherever you want to call it. Now the big question now is how much energy do we have to try to climb back and try to recover what we've lost here over the past month or so. And, of course, most technicians will initially look at this leg down that we saw here from September and October is about $2.10 on D's corn. We try to go back 38%. That would be like $4.44, or that would be right at the bottom end of that chart gap on December corn of $4.48 to $4.53. So those at least look like numbers for us to go after. I think as a technician, if you want to take on a kind of a bullish posture, you're going to want to see those gaps filled. If the market can't go up into those gaps and fill those gaps or trace over those price levels, that would kind of be viewed as kind of maybe the market's going to go flat on us here. It's going to start turning sideways and go into a flattening type market, sideways choppy action until probably more is known about the U.S. economy, the global economy, and supply-demand numbers for corn and soybeans.
Over what period of time would you say that we would be needing to look at to see that gap filled before the market would turn sideways and go flat?
Well, I suppose probably within the next couple of weeks. I mean, I do think you have to view the lows that we made in corn here this week as at least the start of a new 10-week cycle phase. So we're kind of in the early part of a new cycle to the upside. On average, you should go higher for at least 3 to 5 weeks. So I would say here between now and middle part of November, November crop report, it would be nice to see those gaps filled if you want to kind of get bullish corn for a little stronger type recovery rally. Soybeans is a little further ahead. The low that we had here a week and a half ago is kind of viewed as 8 to 9 week cycle low in soybeans, so beans are kind of leading the pack here. We're almost at the 38% retracement level on soybeans. January had a high here last night here about 974. The 38% retracement is here about 986 and three quarters. So we came within a dime of that. The chart gap here is right up here at this 1005, 1006 area. So I guess from a technician's point of view, I'd want to see if I'd want to argue a much, you know, more meaningful recovery rally, you kind of want to see these gaps filled here in the next week or two.
Turn your attention to the U.S. dollar, which has an interesting chart formation. Is that a double top and an island top?
Well, the dollar, I don't know if I'd want to really call it a double top. I mean, we did kind of have 2 days in a row, kind of the same price level. To kind of make it more of a double top, I like to see more of a spacing within a week or so. But the market did gap down. And you always want to sell or buy the first gap, and you really saw that the selling did accelerate yesterday. It did some last night, but now we're recovering quite a bit here. The market, the dollar's kind of come back to unchanged in here. The dollar follows kind of like a 5 week cycle from low to low. This is kind of due here for a 5 week cycle low, so that's the way I would kind of view this thing. That the market is kind of correcting from a very strong rally here that we've seen here over the past few weeks, and we're just trying to correct an overbought technical condition, and we'll see how much support it can handle in here, and whether or not we regroup and try to go higher again.
What else are you looking at technically these days?
That's about it. Is the dollar and what we're doing in the grains. And like I said, I think you have to at least feel somewhat encouraged over on the grain side of the equation that we've stopped going down. Demand in beans, as you can see by this morning's weekly export sales, are very, very stout. Corn, though, is disappointing. But the bean sales were all done, you know, a week ago or so, so it's kind of old news, and that's why the market's not responding real positive to it. But I think, you know, we're at least ripe for some kind of post-harvest recovery rally. I'm going to be a little cautious on how bullish one can be in here, but there is room for some price strength anyway.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.